Proverbs 13:2 says, "A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressors shall eat violence." The mouth is a powerful tool. And the Bible has a good bit to say about how we should use our mouth, and many times addresses our speech by referring to the tongue. And we're warned of danger of a tongue that is not under control. It's looked upon as a potentially deadly weapon. We'll see that in Proverbs 18:21 when we get there. We're told, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." So, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. Or, a man can wreak havoc, as James describes in James 3:8, "But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison." Just think about what that's saying. That's some serious warning right there. But it's all up to the individual to either rein in their tongue and use it for good, or to just let your tongue wag out of control and to use it for evil. Again, James lays this out for us in clear terms in that same chapter, verses 9 through 12, which says, "Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh." Now, let's be clear what this is saying, because some folks have a really hard time understanding these things. What does it mean to curse men? Well, that does not mean to confront or expose the wicked. As absurd as it ought to sound to any reasonable person, those of us preachers who attempt to be faithful to warn the sheep of the wolves are accused of cursing false teachers and wicked men and women that we expose. But telling you, for example, that Benny Hinn is a rank heretic who blasphemes the Holy Ghost, makes a mockery of God's Word, brings reproach to the name of Jesus, and does great damage to the cause of Christ as he makes merchandise of gullible and undiscerning professing Christians, is not cursing Benny. In exposing him and warning you about him, I am following biblical teaching. See Romans 16:17, Ephesians 5:10-13, for example. I am also following the example of Jesus Christ in Matthew 23 and elsewhere, and the example of the Apostle Paul in Galatians 2 and elsewhere. As a matter of fact, not only am I not cursing a man when exposing his wickedness and warning the sheep, but I am doing exactly what our proverb is speaking of when it says, "A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth." For more than 30 years at this point, I have been trying to use my mouth the way God told me to. I do not use God's name in vain. I do not curse or damn people. And I can tell you that when you preach the gospel, share the truth and principles of God's Word, and you pray and sing to His glory, you serve as a watchman, warning people of the wolves and the lies and the deception that's all around, I can testify to the fact that you eat good by the fruit of your mouth. I've been blessed with great examples of such men in my life. My dad, my grandfathers, a number of uncles, a brother, some cousins, friends, and mentors who all eat good by the fruit of their mouths. But liars, slanderers who bear false witness against others, gossips, blasphemers, you'd best stay away from such people, and certainly you don't want to be counted among their number. And proactively use your mouth in all your spare time to speak of the Lord or to speak to the Lord. Talk about His Word. Speak in accordance with His Word. And purposely seek to please Him with your mouth. And have the attitude of King David, found in Psalm 9, 1 and 2. "I will praise Thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all Thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in Thee. I will sing praise to Thy name, O Thou Most High." That is how you can use your mouth to God's glory. And if you do so, then our proverb says, "You shall eat good by the fruit of your mouth." Watch your mouth.